Tonight on NBC, a new series arrives from Paul Haggis and Bobby Maresco, whose most recent collaboration was the movie Crash. But this time they're writing for television, and as TV critic David Bianculli points out, it's not the first time.
These days, Paul Haggis has a very impressive movie resume. He wrote or co-wrote the screenplays for Million Dollar Baby and Crash. But long before that, he toiled in the vineyards of TV. I first noticed him as the creator of the fabulously quirky CBS series Due South, which starred Paul Gross as a Royal Canadian Mountie relocated to Chicago. Then Haggis found a collaborator in Bobby Maresco, and their first effort together was one of my all-time favorite TV crime dramas, Easy Streets, starring Ken Olin and Joe Pantoliano. Now they're back writing a TV crime show again, and I'm thrilled to report it's very much in the Easy Streets vein. The Black Donnellys, like Easy Streets, is about the power struggles between rival mobs in a tough neighborhood. This time, the neighborhood is New York's Hell's Kitchen, and the setting is current, even though it evokes an earlier era. The protagonists are the four brothers Donnelly, tough Irish guys who never left the hood and seem destined to turn into hoods if they're not careful. There's a hot-headed brother, a ladies' man, an inveterate gambler, and the responsible brother, who wants to keep his siblings out of trouble, stay straight, and win the heart of the neighborhood beauty he's had a crush on since they were little kids. These roles are all played by relative unknowns. Jonathan Tucker, as the responsible Tommy, is the initial standout, and they're only part of a large, impressive cast. There's also the neighborhood Irish mob boss and the nearby Italian mob boss who's encroaching on the territory. All these factions are struggling for power, while the brothers are fighting either with them or with each other. And the whole complicated story is narrated by a childhood friend of the Donnelly brothers, an opportunistic guy with the memorable nickname of Joey Ice Cream. In this case, ice cream is a flavor that adds greatly to the storyline. As in this scene, when a silly confrontation between one of the brothers, an Irish bartender, and his clientele turns into a Joey Ice Cream observation on ethnic stereotypes.
Hey, no banging on the machines!
What? It took my money!
It's supposed to take your money!
You want to yell in my other ear?
The Irish have always been victims of negative stereotyping.
I mean, people think we're all drunks and brawlers. And sometimes that gets you so mad, all you want to do is get drunk and punch somebody.
Could that funny remark by Joey Ice Cream, played very playfully by Keith Nobbs, offend some viewers? Sure it could. So could some of the strong violence in the show. I've seen 5 episodes, and they contain the most intentionally casual outbreaks of brutality since The Sopranos. But they also contain other hallmarks of Paul Haggis' TV series, including an against-the-grain use of music. Some of the most violent scenes are accompanied by the most angelic singing and instrumentation, and surprises that trip you up and take your breath away, even when you're on the lookout for them. Tonight's opening episode contains at least 2 of those. Combined, they manage to echo everything from The Usual Suspects to The Godfather while remaining completely original. The Black Donnellys may not be an easy sell for NBC. On-air promos don't do it justice, and it's the sort of television that demands your full attention. When Joey Ice Cream says one thing while the picture shows something else entirely, it's not the sort of TV show you can watch while multitasking. Good guys, bad guys, seemingly fatal showdowns. Nothing and no one in the Black Donnellys is precisely what it seems. All that you can count on with certainty here is that you will be very solidly entertained.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.